girls, party at my place. I'm sure you've heard of it.
Well, yeah, we're in.
Ooh, Bianca, you have to have an actual invite to get in, and I only have a certain amount. But if anything changes, I'll let you know.
School life can be pretty tough, trying to do your homework, pass your exams, be socially accepted, get with the in crowd. It's a lot, really. There was a story today about a school in Sydney that's apparently banned students from openly handing out party invitations. The Daily Telegraph reports that parents have been asked to covertly collect email addresses instead. I love the word covert. It's very undercover, isn't it? It's like they're spies. Mossman Public School reportedly introduced the ban after a student became upset over being left off a classmate's party guest list. Now, as a parent, you don't want to see your kids get hurt, right? But is a covert invitation system really going to solve the problem? Michael Gross is a parenting expert and the director of Parenting Ideas. Welcome to the program.
Thanks, Patricia.
Do you agree with the school's response here?
I think the school missed a great opportunity here to do some resilience teaching, probably some respectful behaviour teaching. It's probably in some ways it's the easy way out. So I wonder if there's been a bit more pressure put on perhaps from parents. I'm not sure. We don't know the full background there, but certainly putting a ban on this is we talk about overprotective parenting sometimes, and I think this is overprotective teaching in a way.
Overprotective. Okay, being a devil's advocate here, because I've seen this play out. Okay, I'm a parent of young girls. I've seen this being rejected, rejecting. This all happens because unless you're really rich or you're crazy, you don't necessarily want 30 kids at every party, right? Like, it's just try and organise a party and get back to me about that because you really don't. So you do have to go through a dance, and you don't want to hurt the feelings of people. Isn't it actually just about trying to be respectful, not to hurt the feelings of children?
And that's the issue, I guess, in lots of ways, that it's an opportunity to, you know, sort of daily lesson, so to speak, in respectful behaviour, where, you know, the teachers and parents can have those conversations with kids around, you know, social awareness. Are you aware that, you know, when you give out invitations, you know, you've got to be aware of the feelings of others. How do you feel if this happened to you? That's the sort of dance and the conversations that schools and parents can have with kids around that notion of you know, social skilling, respectful behaviours. And the other side of the coin, which I guess if anyone's heard my work, they'll know that we at Parenting Ideas really believe that the notion of we push resilience a lot, which is kids experience everyday hurts and little adversities. And you could argue, is this an everyday hurt or an everyday disappointment? It may be on the edge, but they're the sorts of disappointments which happen. And I guess the lessons which for kids can be around the notion that not everyone's nice. Not every nice kids will
welcome
do dumb
to life,
things sometimes.
Kids.
It's a little bit in those ways. And there, I think our role as teachers and also parents is to help process, not protect kids, but process those what happens for kids and give them a 360-degree circle rather than just saying, no, you know, we're not going to do this anymore because it may hurt some kids' feelings. So I think we've got to be just careful that the more barriers we put up and the more things we put up to make life safe and smooth and easy, the more unrealistic it is and the more or the less opportunities kids to have some opportunities to develop some internal resilience and some resourcefulness and some coping skills, and also to feel what I call comfortable with discomfort. You know, the feelings which occur with this situation would make kids feel uncomfortable. There's no doubt about that. No one wants this to happen with their kids. But when it does happen to your child or to someone else's child, our role as a parent changes from a protector through to a supporter. And how can we help you get through this? How do we sort of keep the chin up while you're not feeling so great? And it's also, I think it's really important that kids feel comfortable with what I call difficult and negative feelings.
Michael, thank you so much for coming on the show.
That's a pleasure.
Michael Gross is a parenting expert and director of Parenting Ideas. What do you think of this? One school doing this, basically saying to parents, don't give out those invites publicly. It's such a vexed thing. I just think it is such a heartbreaking thing to see a child miss out on an invite. I call me a bleeding heart, but I cannot see a child look disappointed that they haven't been invited to something. Yes, life is hard, but hurting the feelings of little people, I reckon, is just a bit nasty.